This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, tomorrow is National Biodiesel Day, and the alternative fuel plays a big role in the U.S. soybean industry. A U.S. Department of Energy study showed that the production and use of biodiesel compared to petroleum diesel resulted in a 78% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions, and biodiesel has a positive energy balance. For every unit of energy needed to produce a gallon of biodiesel, at least 4.5 units of energy are gained. St. Elmo, Illinois farmer Gary Berg understands the importance of biodiesel for farmers in our state and across the country. Gary serves as a director for the United Soybean Board and says biodiesel adds 63 cents of value to every bushel of soybeans.
Like you said, we farm down at St. Elmo, Illinois, which for people in your listening area that don't know where St. Elmo is, we're about 75 miles east of St. Louis, right off of Interstate 70. And we farm soybeans, corn, and wheat, and then double crop soybeans behind the wheat. And so, like you said, we're talking about biodiesel. We've used biodiesel pretty much ever since they started making biodiesel, which, if people don't know it, biodiesel got started with the help of checkoff dollars doing research to try making alternative fuels out of course, what we like to hear is out of soybean oil, but it's not all soybean oil. They use other things, but soybean oil is what most farmers would like for it to be used from. And we have never had any problems with it. Starting from a 2% blend to where we are right now is 11% blend. There are some people up to 20%. We're at 11% mainly because that's what our fuel supplier usually has on his truck. And it has a tax incentive. State has a tax incentive that makes the 11% blend pretty popular.
Do you think most farmers in your area use biodiesel or your friends or what's, you know, how popular is it?
I think probably the majority of people, the majority of farmers use biodiesel, and I think a lot of the truck stops are using or carry biodiesel in their pumps. So I believe that a lot of the semis going up and down the highway are using biodiesel, which is, you know, it's great because biodiesel it's a cleaner burning fuel than just running straight diesel. They tell us that it reduces the greenhouse gases by up to 86%. Most of the equipment manufacturers will guarantee their equipment up to a 20% blend of biodiesel. And it's even considered an advanced biofuel, which means that it reduces greenhouse gas emissions by at least 50%. So it's, you know, it's good for the farmers, it's good for the air, it's good for our animal friends, our ag animal friends. They estimate that because we use as much biodiesel today as what we do, it lowers the cost of soybean meal by $21 a ton. With the amount of biodiesel that's used using soybean oil, it adds about 63 cents per bushel to the price of our soybeans. So it's pretty much good for everybody.
It sounds like there's a lot of benefits for the environment, for cost, and definitely for the soybean market, because, you know, the conversations today, whether it's corn or beans, is that we've got a lot of grain in the world, and it's finding a place for that to go, and exports are really important. But it sounds like with biodiesel, we can use some of those soybeans right here at home for another use, not just for processing in, you know, a different way. This is for fuel.
Absolutely. We have more soybean oil than what we can use in the food oil industry. And, you know, if we weren't using it in biodiesel, it would take some of the price off of our soybeans. It would not help our animal ag folks out. So, yeah, everybody should be using it.
Any other programs you want to talk to us about that you're working on through the checkoff funds that you'd like to share with us about today?
Well, I mean, this does and doesn't have anything to do with biodiesel, but I work on the demand meal side. There are several different areas that USB directors work on, and the area that I'm in is demand meal, which means we're looking at all avenues to increase demand, which I think a lot of farmers are. We're good at producing. Sometimes we're not so good at marketing, and the demand meal part is where we go out and try to increase the use of meal, which is, you know, that's a major component of the soybean. Actually, the oil, which we use the biodiesel for, is kind of not, you can't call it a waste because it's, you know, it's a good product for whether it's food oil or biodiesel oil, but really the biggest part of the soybean is for meal. So the more we can sell soybeans to other countries, the best of all worlds is when we raise the pork and the chickens in this country and export more and more meat to more and more different countries overseas. So that's one of the big things that I work on, or one of the areas that I work on at USB is demand meal.
So in summary, it sounds like USB using soy checkoff dollars to help the farmer. And as you said, you're researching different ways to use soybeans, it sounds like. And I think it sounds like you're doing a good job.
Well, we're trying. We're trying to put the investment that farmers make every time they sell some soybeans to the best use we possibly can.
Gary Berg, United Soybean Board Director from St. Elmo. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.